We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's Thursday night. We're learning some in Kuf Chaf Ches about Chodesh Elul, leading us into Rosh Hashanah. We learned yesterday Sif Yud Gimel about going to Kvarim. Actually, then he taught Hanhogas how to conduct oneself by a kever, which is always no geya. So that was Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Dalet. Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, Nagu Kulam Lehasanos. There's a minig that you fast, everyone. What? Yeah, apparently in the days of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or in his locale, everybody fasted. Ad Acher Mincha, not the whole day, but till Chatzos Hayom, till whenever you daven Mincha. Sha'oz Toam Imeza Dovor, because you shouldn't go into Yom Tiv Ravenous, just like you should never go into Shabbos Ravenous, you're not supposed to fast on Friday, so you're not supposed to go into Rosh Hashanah Ravenous. Sha'oz Toam Imeza Dovor, you eat something after Mincha, so the Kanes L'Yom Tiv Kshimun, if Chol Hayom, Yasek B'Torah V'Mitzvah Zav Tshuva, it's Rosh Hashanah the next day, you should spend there Rosh Hashanah Torah and mitzvahs, tshuva, mikol shkein ba'averus shabbatim l'chaveru, you should be rectifying it. V'loyantan ad erev Yom Kippur, there's no reason to wait for erev Yom Kippur to say, Yomaychal mi. Eliyakdim esatz mohayom, a person who's serious and a person who believes this stuff will of course ask for mechila on erev Rosh Hashanah. Why would he go into Yom HaDin with someone having a kippah on him? So if he knows, so maybe Erev Yom Kippur is the time to go around to everybody and just a blanket thing. But if you know of someone having a taina to you, so certainly you should get mechila before Rosh Hashanah. If you ba'avolt him, if you did something to him. Because Tesvov. Yidden are funny people, and although you have to approach Rosh Hashanah with the utmost seriousness that the day calls for and warrants, but we're in a good mood on Rosh Hashanah too. So it says that's the consensus of Paiskim, is that you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, you're in a good mood. So this is maybe the first example of that in Halakha, where it says Mechabsin, you launder, you stop it, you take a shave, a haircut, there of Rosh Hashanah, Lechvod Yom Tov. It's treated like a Yom Tov, you get all spruced up. V'yesh Rizor L'Galeach Kodem Chatzos Hayom. Tovlim. We don't know. You know, Pesach itself. The lotion big day Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. Laharos the show. Shana Batuchim Bechazdo Yisbarach Shemo. So Yotzi Laor Mishpotein. That will get a favorable verdict. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. I once said Shabbos, you wear, let's say, nice formal clothing. I mean, that's how I understand Shabbos. Shabbos like a queen. I'm not saying you can't dress, not also. It seems to me, like people wear a suit, like you want to a chasana. That's how you dress on Shabbos. You want Shabbos queen. Yom Tov, I always felt, you dress like a sports jacket, you know. Yom Tov is like sporty. It's like a Shabbos is more formal. Yom Tov is more informal. Yom Tov is a happy day. It's a mitzvah simcha. So that's a. So Rosh Hashanah says he should dress like a Yom Tov, but then the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that he shouldn't wear like regular Yom Tov clothing. It doesn't make sense. Now, I mean, we do, because we don't have our clothing are all the same. Weekday, Yom-Tiv, it's all a question of how clean it is, or how dirty it is, I should say. But anyway, the Mishmaros speaks out, you're not going to wear regular, luxurious Yom-Tiv clothing on Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to look sporty, you know. You're going to wear your tennis shorts. You can wear Shabbos clothes, that's what it says. Lo Shabbos Day Shabbos. Because that has an aura of dignity to it, I guess, and formality. While Yom-Tiv clothing apparently didn't, as it sounds like. I don't know. I always imagine Yom-Tiv that way also. That it's less dignified, it's more simcha, it's a mitzvah simcha. That's why you fast Bahab afterwards, in case you went overboard. Noigim lasus hatoros nadorim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Slichas books, it's in the Machzorim. So the Sofer Teva Zelo, how do you like that? Lo yachal dvoro kachol ayot kachol Zelo. Okay. Mi shein omeven Hashem b'loshon HaKadosh, Hashem b'loshon Ashkenaz, k'mo shomeven. Now you get an English translation. And you're supposed to do it for your wife also, really. We don't, but we're supposed to.
Well,
to be Mayfair.
Right.
You know, you can't be Mayfair every nether of your wife. Only if we'll learn about that also, Mitzvah. Only need to be in Nefesh and Dvorin Shabbat. No, it gets complicated. But you're right, you know. You can be Mayfair the nether, you're right. How far is the man Hazeh? Okay, we'll stop here.